Well, if it's Friday, the cheerful voice on the phone is author, naturalist, educator, and all-around great guy, Larry Weber. Larry and I are going to jump into the Wayback Machine and go back to 1996, when I was still very new to the community, and it hit 60 below in Tower, air temperature 39 below in Duluth, and our development director at the time, Paul Damberg, said, who was quote-unquote from here, said, let me show you something cool. Took me outside into the parking lot against the beautiful blue sky, threw a cup of water in the air, and it turned to snow crystals. And I had never seen anything so cool.
Yes, it was an amazing morning. You mentioned a couple of temperatures there, minus 60 at Tower, minus 39 officially in Duluth. Now, those of us who live a little bit away from the lake had colder than that. My thermometer got a little bit hard to read. It only went down to minus 40, and the temperature went beyond that. So I never did get an exact reading, but I thought it was somewhere between 45 and 50 below. You mentioned the sighting of all that water turning to snow or turning to crystals in front of your eyes. The amazing thing that I remember from that morning is taking a walk, and I have never heard louder trees than that morning. The trees were just barking at me from all over the forest. It is not unusual to go out on cold days and hear a crack from the trees, almost sounding like a rifle shot lots of times. But to hear so many and continuously is pretty unusual. Well, while you're back in the Wayback Machine, would you go please to February 7, only 5 days later, 1996? Because if you did, you would find 45 above was the temperature in Duluth. Yes. a lot of people forget that. They remember the record-setting cold, but they don't remember a few days later how it was quite a bit warmer than normal. The entire month of February was colder than normal that year. We had a couple of other very cold mornings. We have a couple other record-setting mornings. But for the entire month, it was colder than normal, but not a record-setting month. Yeah, that's the way February is. We just get to know it. I have seen, you know, that kind of temperatures, minus 40, but on the other side, seen it in the 50s above. So it is a month that has a lot of fluctuations. It's a month with a lot of contradictions. I find that even though it is the shortest month of the year, to many winter-weary people, it turns out to feel like the longest month of the year. And, yeah, that's just a fact. I personally don't think we need to get winter weary and don't need to be in a hurry, but I'll throw out a few more things here. This is Groundhog Day. According to what I saw on the Internet this morning, Punxsutawney Phil is forecasting another 6 weeks of winter. Well, 6 weeks more of winter in Duluth, if you counted it up, it'd take us to about mid-March, which would mean an early spring. So that's another way of looking at it. The whole story of Groundhog Day is such a ridiculous misinterpretation type of story. I don't want to even talk about it. But I will say this. I think what it really comes down to is a look at midwinter. If you took the days from December 21st, winter solstice, to March 21st, the vernal equinox, we are now, during the first week of February, we are halfway. And to many people, they are eager to keep on moving on. Like I said, I don't see any reason to be in a hurry, but a lot of people are. And so we have situations like this where we take a look at it. The second half of winter often has a lot to offer, a little different from the first half. Now, we just got finished seeing that in the month of February or month of January. For the first half of January, we had an average temperature of 3 above zero. The second half, we had an average temperature of almost 20 above. And yes, there was quite a difference. We could very well see that in February. There was an article in the News Tribune yesterday talking about the ice cover as we enter February. The ice cover on Lake Superior, and it said it's only 14% covered right now, and that typically, 1st of February, it's about 30%. So, yes, we are less than normal there, and that can change. The article went on to say we still have plenty of time to change. Lake Superior almost never freezes over completely. Now, the year you talked about there, 96, is one of the years it did. We've had some since then, including 2014 when it did. But usually, no, it does not freeze completely freeze over. Usually there is enough ice that we can get out on it and maybe even go over and visit the ice caves. But don't expect a complete freeze over. Anyway, as I said, this month is a month of contradiction and changes, but there are two facts that tend to stick with it. Number one, we almost never get snowstorms of any size in February. We get these nice, light powder snows, but not snowstorms of any size. I always told my students when I was teaching, don't expect a day off of school because of snow in February. It does happen, maybe one out of 10 years, but not very often. The other fact is the days continue to get longer. We are now at about 9 3/4 hours of daylight, which is, I think, pretty substantial. But by the end of the month, it will be all the way up to 11 hours of daylight. The days get longer very quickly. And as a result of that, we see a lot of action, especially with some birds and some mammals. Now, I want to go back to a couple days to this blue moon. We had the second full moon of the month in January, the 31st. And I was up early getting out to take a look at it, and it was cloudy. But by 6 or 6:30, it had cleared enough that the moon was showing up, and we could watch the progression of the eclipse quite well. And as it got almost the moon almost completely in the shadow of the Earth, the orangish color started to show up. It can be blood red when you get a really beautiful totality, but what we had was a little bit more orange. However, I thought that was good, and that was enough. Once again, yesterday, News Tribune, Bob King had a photo in there of it, and it didn't say as a caption, but I think it should have, that we don't see a blue moon turn orange very often. It's very unusual that there is a lunar eclipse at that time. And then to add another thing to it, this is what's called the supermoon, which means that it was a little bit closer to the Earth than normal and therefore bigger and brighter. Yeah, quite a spectacular. A lot of moon watching happened this week thanks to this situation. Okay, let's move on. January's other statistics, snowfall, way behind normal. We normally get almost 20 inches of snow. We got about 9 this time around, so less than half. The total snowfall for the season is now about 44, and if you consider this halfway, okay, double it would be, that'd be a pretty substantial amount. But don't forget, a lot of that came early in the season. So remains to be seen. March often gives us a good amount of snow. As I was saying, with these longer days, even if it's cold like it was this morning, there is a movement of birds quite active. I have been seeing, I watch the bird feeders every day, and it sounds like it's very static. It sounds like it's very regular and mundane that they're seeing the same birds every day, but that's not at all what it is. It's quite dynamic. There is a change in the number of birds, and there's often a change in the kinds of birds. This morning, as an example, out there with the flock of redpolls that has been growing every day, I saw some goldfinches, and these are the first goldfinches I've seen in about a month. Now, where were they all this time, I don't know, but someone spread word that there was some food available here, so they showed up here. Other things of note, I've been seeing good numbers of pine grosbeaks, up to 15 on one day, and then the usual other ones, including 4 kinds of woodpeckers. That's downy, hairy, pileated, and red-belly. The woodpeckers also do something else on these days. They do drumming. Now, birds do a variety of ways of defending or proclaiming a territory. Many of the songbirds do just that. They sing for the proclaiming of the territory. But there are those that use other methods, and that one of them is the woodpeckers. They will drum. This is both to get the attention of a possible mate and to defend a territory. Some of them do have a song of sorts that go along with it, but it's mostly the drumming. And if you are out on these days and you hear a brrrr kind of noise, stop and take a look and try to see the critter. As I said, there's 4 different kinds that it could be now in the winter. The red-bellied woodpecker is an interesting one. If we were having this conversation back in 1996, it would be a very unusual thing to see. but now they become pretty common here. Excuse me. Other things of note, this is the time, this is the month where we start looking for, also to hear, is the Phoebe Song of the Chickadee, and you might hear that right around your house. The nuthatches tend to call more now, too, as we get into February. But this is the month where we start looking for the movement of northern owls coming down to our area. Snowy owls, great gray owls, hawk owls, and boreal owls. Three of the four have been sighted in quite a few numbers. I'm not sure how much a boreal owl has been seen. But nevertheless, if we're going to see it, this is the month to see them. So the other thing of interest of these northern owls is they often do the hunting in the daytime. So you might be driving down a road and seeing a big owl sitting there in the daytime. Barred owls and great horned owls will do some will do some calling at this time, too. And I find that they're more active as we get into the nights in February. We got a little snow this week. We got it on Tuesday, about an inch. That was enough to make a good setting for animal tracks. And each in the last few days that I've been out, I've been seeing plenty of activity. I talked earlier in the winter a lot about the canine activity in January of the fox and coyotes. Now it's shifting a bit to the squirrels and the rabbits and the hares. They are getting ready for their breeding season coming up. So it may still be cold, and it may still be winter, but we're moving in that direction. We have now about the same amount of daylight as we have in late October. And see, we don't think of late October as being a frightful time. So, yeah, get out and enjoy it. So what if it's below zero? We had 20 below this morning, but it's still cool. Okay, all right.
Well, Larry, I have to let you know, because I know you'll be excited about this, that Laura Erickson, as you may or may not realize, celebrates Superb Owl Sunday. Coming up this weekend,
yep.
And she has invited me to join her. So I hope that I will have some photographs of superb owls to show you and listeners next week at this time.
I was going to say, don't wait till this time next week.
Oh,
put them out there on Monday already. and maybe you can have your own Backyard Almanac program at 8:20 on Monday morning.
Boy, someday I'm going to be Larry Weber when I grow up, but I got a long way to go.
Hey, if you want to be Larry Weber, don't grow up. Okay. All right. Well, take care.
Thanks so much, Larry. Larry Weber, our host for Backyard Almanac, every Friday right here on Northland Morning.